Well, the situation in Afghanistan is falling apart fast, and Joe Biden is trying to shift the blame to Donald Trump. Harley Carnes, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, what else is he going to do? I mean, he went on vacation. He's over at Camp David relaxing while Afghanistan's falling apart. And, Trump was going to get out, but, you know, members of Congress have said today, there's no way we'd be watching this if Trump were in office. There's just no way they would have done that. I mean, and everybody knows it wouldn't have been such a hard thing. We don't have to look like we're leaving Vietnam again, but pretty clearly that's what the Taliban wants. They're already, you know, on the outskirts of Kabul. Smoke has been rising from the U.S. Embassy as we burn the classified documents and other documents as quickly as possible to try to keep them out of enemy hands. It's embarrassing. It's outrageous. It's utterly needless. The Biden administration has been hearing it from both Republicans and Democrats, saying it's been ham-fisted, it's inept, it's an ugly, ugly way to go, and it's not good. You know, and on top of that, the Taliban, they like rubbing it in a little bit. You know, they say we're going to be moderate, sure. They're going to declare themselves the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, same name they had before we ever went in there.
It's also entirely predictable, this result. I mean, what were we expecting exactly?
Well, we would expect them to try to do this, but we could have stopped it. It doesn't have to be this. I mean, I can give you a very simple way to do it. You make sure you've got combat air patrols overhead, and you make sure that Kabul is not approachable. And if you need to evacuate your people, you can do it, you know, easily. And you make sure that the roads in and out of Kabul for a brief period of time are not to be used by the Taliban. Mm. They just can't do it. And we could do it. We got plenty of aircraft. And then you can get the people out from, you know, from where they are on the ground. The airport, you can protect the airport. You don't have to wait around until the Taliban get close enough to start, you know, shelling it with mortars and attacking with rifles and things like that. It's just crazy.
Yeah, well, we played some audio earlier of Joe Biden in early July when he was asked, surely the Taliban's just going to take over. And he said, no, that's not going to happen. Well, he's been proven wrong. Now, speaking of air travel, very different from Afghanistan to the United States, but you've got a story about a lovebird, Harley.
Yeah, a couple of lovebirds. You know, they see each other on TikTok, I think it was. Matt Bannon is 26. He's from Dallas, Texas. Her name is Taylor Beer. She's 25. She's from Omaha, Nebraska. So they see each other online. They get interested. They start talking. And they said that, you know, every conversation just led to another good conversation. So, you know, it starts working pretty well. But they haven't met, remember? They're 650 miles away. So what does Bannon do? Gets himself a plane ticket. Time to go check out the babe. They checked each other out. She said, he's way better looking than she thought he was. It's all good when it's good, you know.
Oh, yeah. And they're still going strong.
Yeah, they got a relationship going.
Oh, I like
it. It's possible, you know. We hear all these horror stories about what happens online, but, you know, people do meet and they wind up getting married. We'll see what happens.
Sometimes it works out. We'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks, Harley.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Harley Carnes joining us from the United States.